这是第十次讲上帝的形象。
And today is our 10th session on the image of God.
那我们曾经在讲无所不知、无所不在、无所不能以前提过的神属性的第一件，就是上帝的圣洁。
Earlier, before we even talk about how God is all-knowing, all-present, and almighty, we talk about how God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的上帝。
Because God is a holy God.
按照圣洁形象被造的人就有一个追求圣洁的可能，不愿意被罪所玷污的良心功用在我们里面。
Because we then have been made in God's image, we seek after holiness, we have the conscience.
而神的道德本性最大的三个原则，不是单单圣洁一件事而已。
And the highest three element in the existence of God's ethics is not only about holiness.
罗马书第七章告诉我们，
Romans chapter 7 says,
上帝赐下律法的时候，
When God gave us the laws,
使人可以从律法看见上帝是圣洁的，是公义的，又是良善的。
Through the laws, we can see that God is holy, God is just, and God is good.
所以今天我要提的第二个上帝的道德本性的原则。
And today I want to talk about the principles of the second attributes of God.
神是良善的上帝。
That God is good.
因为上帝是良善的上帝。
Because God is good.
所以上帝造人的时候就把这个良善的本质作为人形象的一部分。
When he has made us, this element of goodness has become part of us.
所以人应当是良善的。
Therefore, we should be good.
人应当是有仁义的。
We should be people with mercy.
所以这样呢，我们就在圣经看见孩童的动作是清洁，是正直，都显出他的本性。
When we look at the child, we see that the actions of a child is pure and right.
这就是中国人说的人之初性本善的意思了。
The Chinese idiom says that in the beginning, all are good.
我不说的，我是完全站在孔孟的这一方面的人性论的解释上。
I am not saying that I agree with the confusion.
因为荀子所讲的人之初性本恶也是有道理的。
Because the other philosopher 荀子 says in the beginning all are evil.
那么孟子所讲的人是性善的怎么解释呢？
But Mencius says that we are good.
因为人本来就有良心的恻隐之心的那个功用。
Because in the beginning we all have this function of compassion.
我们做不对的事情的时候，我们会自己责备自己。
When we do the wrong things, we will then rebuild ourselves.
这岂不是人本性是善的一个明证吗？
Isn't this a proof that we are already good?
良心的功用告诉我们，我们本来应当是善的嘛。
The function of our conscience tell us that we should be good.
但是荀子的理论也很特别的。
But the philosopher 荀子 has special thinking.
荀子说我们要学善，而且很难学善。表示因为我们需要修善，所以本来我们是恶的才需要修善。
荀子 said, because you have to learn to be good, it means in the beginning you are bad.
为什么你要修呢？
Why do you want to learn?
你没有嘛。
Because you do not have it.
你需要修善。
You need to learn to be good.
你本身不善。
What this means is that in the beginning you are not good.
你求善。
So you seek after it.
所以这两派的理论已经辩论两千多年，我们再讲一些也没有什么用处。
For the past 2000 years, there have been debate between these schools of thoughts.
那么到底人之初性本善这句话有没有价值呢？
Is there then a value to say that in the beginning we are all good?
这里讲的人之初是什么初呢？
What sort of beginning is this?
原先的被造，那就对了。
If you refer to the original creation, then you are right.
亚当没有犯罪堕落以前，原先上帝造的是美好的，这就没有错了。
It is right if you refer to Adam before his fall.
那么又解释成一个人刚生出来的时候，还没沾染世俗的时候，有一个很可爱的天真的本性，这句解释也是对的。
Or an infant without stain from the outside world.
所以呢，箴言告诉我们
，Prophet says，
孩童的动作
，the action of a child，
是清洁
，is clean，
是正直
，is right，
都显明他的本性。
All of this shows the very nature.
暗示正直的本性跟清洁的本性是良善的本性。
Implicitly, this purity and righteousness is the basis of the goodness of man.
一个天天跟孩子在一起的人。
So a person who spends his time with a child.
专做幼稚园工作的老师。
A kindergarten teacher.
他们通常心地都比别人更良善一些。
Usually they are a bit nicer than other people.
那是一天搞老人事情的就会老奸计划。
But those who always work with older people will be more sly.
因为很多经验。
Because they would have a lot of experiences.
这些经验都不是太好的经验。
Which are not good.
我不是说老人都不好，我是差不多的，我告诉你。
I'm not saying that all old people are evil.
所以有一些人是可以一直保持某些良善的层次。
Some people when they grow old can continue to be good.
就知道我们就把良善的人跟笨人常常一起谈了。
And when we look at older people who are good, we always think of them as stupid.
太好了，其实不好意思说这么笨。
You always say, "Wow, you're too nice." Actually, we mean he's too stupid.
有时候我们听人家的你孩子真是聪明，真的聪明，其实要说你孩子很坏蛋，不好意思讲了。
But sometimes people say your children are so intelligent. What he meant is that he's very naughty.
所以聪明一定跟坏连在一起吗？
Does that mean that we always link intelligence with naughtiness?
好，一定要跟笨连在一起吗？
Or goodness with stupidity?
耶稣基督一句话就道破了，不需要这个事情。
And Jesus Christ gave us explanation by one simple sentence.
你说耶稣哪里有讲这样的话呢？
When did Jesus say this?
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
你们的善良像鸽子一样。
You are to be gentle like the dove.
你们的灵巧像蛇一样。
And sly like the serpent.
灵巧像蛇表示很灵活。灵活不一定是诡诈，你不要弄错。
It means that you must be very flexible. It doesn't mean that you have to be deceitful.
善良不一定是笨，你不要弄错。
And it doesn't mean that being gentle means you are stupid.
基督徒道德的最高标要求就是我们又要良善，又要灵活。
And so the highest of our demand is that we want to be both good and at the same time flexible.
良善的一个地步是我们不受罪恶所玷污。
We must be good to an extent that we are not stained by sin.
我们有灵强到一个地步，不会让仇敌所利用。
But at the same time, intelligent enough not to be used by our enemies.
所以良善跟智慧就接连在一起了。
Goodness therefore is linked with wisdom.
那么希腊在这方面的哲学告诉我们，
Greek philosophy says,
智慧跟良善跟幸福是不能分开的。
You cannot segregate goodness with wisdom with blessings.
真正的智慧一定产生真正的善行。
A true wisdom will give rise to true good works.
真正的善行一定达到真正的幸福。
And true good works will give you true happiness.
但是这个正派的或者这一个非常正典的希腊正统的哲学。
And this is Orthodox Greek philosophy.
三个大思想家里面显得特别清楚。
This is expressed clearly in three important philosophers.
第一就是苏格拉底。
The first one was Socrates.
第二就是柏拉图。
Second was Plato.
第三就是阿里斯多德。
Third one was Aristotle.
这三代师生三大怪杰。
These are all mavericks, teachers and students.
他们都赞成智慧人应当是有道德的人。
They all agree that a wise man must be an ethical person.
有真正道德的人应当是很幸福的人。
And a person who is ethical would have true happiness.
他们就变成希腊的正统哲学了。
And this has become the Orthodox Greek philosophy.
古典正统的哲学就是这三大派的哲学。
Classical Greek philosophers are represented by these three persons.
但是我们就看见圣经不是把这三件连在一起的。
But the Bible does not link all three together.
圣经所提的另外三件连在一起的是什么呢？
The Bible has three other elements that are joined together.
智慧跟道德跟时间的关系。
The relationship between wisdom, ethics, and time.
所以圣经告诉我们，你要有智慧，你不要为罪恶所胜过。
The Bible tells us to be wise and not to be won over by sin.
你要有智慧，不要受外人所欺骗。
We are to be wise and not to be deceived by the outsiders.
你要智慧，你要爱惜你的光阴。
And you need to be wise and treasure your time.
上帝求你使我有智慧，懂得怎样数算自己的日子。
Oh Lord, grant me the wisdom that I may number my days.
所以圣经提到的智慧跟德性，跟时光的宝贵是连在一起的。
The Bible links wisdom with ethics and how time is precious.
无论旧约，无论新约都是一样。
It is the same for the Old and the New Testament.
你要有智慧与外人交往。
You are to be wise when you deal with the outsiders.
你有智慧要爱惜你的光阴。
You need to be wise to treasure your time.
你有智慧明白上帝的旨意，不要做糊涂的人。
You need to be wise to understand the will of God and not be silly.
所以这是圣经很特别的地方。
This is where the Bible is special.
时光是一个看不见的产业。
Time is a property that has that's intangible.
有的人为了一点点小的金钱的利益，损失了一大堆的时间，他们也感到他在损失中间。
Some people have lost lots of time just for a little bit of tangible benefit.
美国，我听到一个笑话。
In America, I heard a joke.
每一个人看到报纸里面说今天的什么东西大落价。
Everybody is looking at great sales in the newspapers.
打九折。
There are 10% discount.
哇，为了那个小小的东西，他们就开车看到36公里去买。
For 10% discount, people will drive for miles to buy it.
就节省了三块钱，汽油用了八块。
They will save $3, but they will spend $8 in gas.
时间用了两个钟头。
And spend 2 hours.
所以他的利害关系跟时间的损失，他完全不成为正比的数算。
And this person is not aware of the proportion between the loss in time and money.
所以我们今天回到主题来了。
Let's return back to the theme.
上帝是良善的。
God is good.
他造人的时候。
When he made man.
起先人应当是正直的。
In the beginning, we should then be good.
应当是清洁的。
We should be pure.
所以上帝用每一代小孩子刚刚长大，刚刚生出来不久那种动作的清洁，提醒我们，我们今天已经不大像样了。
And the Lord will remind us with the purity for every generation of children that we are no longer pure.
每一个小孩子的面孔，就是我们这些长大的人一面的镜子，看见我应当像他，不是他应当像我。
The face of every child reminds adults that we should be like them, not the other way around.
儿童的教育工作者是天天照着最清洁的镜子。
And so aperson that works in children education actually is looking at a mirror every day.
但我们呢，有时候呢，一方面教孩子要正直、要诚实，一方面做一些违背正直、诚实的事情，使他们莫名其妙。
But very often we teach the child to be honest, to do the right thing, but we do another thing altogether, and they are confused.
小孩子，你要听话。
Listen to me, young kid.
你要顺从爸爸。
You must listen to your parents.
是的，是的。
The child will say
乖乖、啊、
yes, yes. You must behave.
有一天呢，孩子对你说：“爸爸，某某人来找你了。”
One day the child will say, "Father, someone is here to look for you."
你说糟糕了。
You say, "Oh no."
这个人找我，我今天在家里给他找到麻烦了。
And there's lots of trouble to meet this person.
你就对孩子说，告诉他，爸爸不在。
So you tell the child, "Father is not around."
听见没有？
Have you heard me?
你听话啊。
You will be obey me, yeah.
就孩子就很诚实的听话。
And the child will honestly listen to you.
很单纯的听话。
And very purely.
所以他跑出去对那个人说，爸爸在房间对我说，告诉你，他不在。
My father is in the room and he said, tell you that he's not around.
那个人皱了眉头就走了。
And the person frowned and went off.
孩子跑到爸爸旁边。
The child went to the father.
爸爸，我已经告诉他你不在了。
My father, I already told him you're not here.
他已经走了。
He already left.
爸爸大发脾气。
The father got angry.
你怎么对他说？
What did you say to him?
我对他说，爸爸对我说，告我对你说，算他不在吗？
Well, I told him that my father asked me to tell you that he's not around.
爸爸，你这个笨孩子，啪啪啪啪啪就打几巴掌。
And the father would slap the child.
这个小孩子莫名其妙。
The child will be confused.
我明明听你的话。
I am obedient.
很老实照你的话讲。
Honestly, based on what you asked me to do.
你对我说你不，对他说不在，我就对他说你不在。
You asked me to tell him that you are not around, so I told him the same thing.
为什么你赏我几巴掌呢？
Why did you slap me?
他就开始讲什么叫做乖孩子。
And the child will start to ask himself what does behaving good means.
什么叫做做对事？什么叫做做错事？
What does doing right means? What does doing wrong mean?
所以今天我带来一个结论哈。
I have a conclusion.
凡是诚诚实实做人父母的，不必叫孩子自动会好的。
If you are honest parents with integrity, you need not teach your child and automatically to be good.
这个大教育家鬼鬼诈诈形式的孩子怎么教一定坏的。
No matter how great an educationist you are, if you live a deceitful life, your child will not turn out well.
教育不停止在言论的里面。
Education is not limited to word of mouth.
教育是在你身教的基础上建立起来。
But education is based on the foundation of a model.
所以我们要问什么叫做良善。
The question then is what is good?
每一个哲学都提到道德里面有个至高的善。
Every philosophy proposed that there is the highest good.
孔子论语的第一章的第一句就是子怡至善。
The Confucius in his Analect, the very first chapter, talks about how we want to look for the highest good, the best good.
至善, 那就是最高的境界,
the highest good where there is nothing better than that.
但这个至善在哪里呢?
But where is this ultimate good?
我们怎样能达到至善?
How do we reach the ultimate good?
至善停在理想的 这个范围里面嘛,
is this just a pipe dream?
或者至善是我们可以达到的一件事情,
or something that we can actually achieve?
所有的文化都有这个目标, 但是都没有真正的解释。
Every culture has this goal, but none has given us explanation.
所以这些都有这个理想, 但是都没有给我们实质的了解。
All philosophies have this ideal, but they do not give us the actual understanding.
所以只有你回到圣经, 你才会真正的明白。
Only when you return to the Bible will you find true understanding.
这个至善不是想象出来的东西。
This ultimate good is not a product of your imagination.
这个至善不是设计中间的最完美的东西。
Or something that you can possibly design.
这个至善不是只在盼望中间希望存在的东西。
Or something you hope to exist.
这个至善也就是我之所以能追求至善的原动力。
The ultimate good is the very reason why I can seek after it.
所以因为至善的原动力在推动我,
the power of the ultimate good propels me.
我就面向盼望可以达到的最高境界去了。
And so I hope to achieve it.
这是所有的宗教、所有的哲学没有提到，是圣经才提到的事情。
This is something all cultures and philosophies would not tell us.
这个原动力是什么呢?
This strength that propels us.
神的本体。
Is God Himself.
上帝是良善的本体。
God is good in itself.
上帝是圣洁的本体。
God is holiness in itself.
上帝是公义的本体。
God is justice in itself.
上帝更是真理的本体。
And indeed, God is truth in itself.
这样，上帝是真理， 上帝是圣洁， 上帝是良善， 上帝是公义。
And so God is truth, God is holy, God is good, and God is just.
这个上帝的良善、上帝的公义、上帝的圣洁，不是一种属性的本身。
And this is not just an attribute of God, His holiness and goodness and justice.
上帝的本质，上帝的生命的本质。
It is the very life of God.
It is a substance of God's life. 所以这是圣洁的生命，是良善的生命。 是公义的生命的本体。
It is the holy life, a good life, and a just life in itself.
The subjectivity in person, the subjectivity of life, subjectivity of truth, subjectivity of the righteousness, subjectivity of the goodness in person, in the personal life. 这叫做上帝。
This is what God is all about.
所以呢, 当上帝是良善的本体的时候,
so when God is the subjectivity of goodness in person,
有这个良善的本体的生命作为原像, 照着这形象, 创造了人, 才成为他的形象。
And so when He made us in His image based on this person, 那, then we become His image.
这个原本的本体就变成在我们心中 触动我们，推动我们面向至善的一个动力。
And this original goodness of God becomes the motive for us to seek after the ultimate good.
然后我们就盼望有一天可以达到最高的良善的地步。
This is why we all want one day to reach the ultimate good.
背后的动能又变成我们前面的目标了。
The strength that propels us and push us from behind also becomes the hope ahead.
我们的源头又变成我们终极性最高的要求了。
Our source also become our ultimate goal.
所以这个原本跟终极的目标就变成两个点。
We then have 2 points, the beginning and the end.
这两个点原先就是一个点。But
in the beginning, both are the same point.
本来是连在一起的。They
were joined together.
你拉成这线的时候，一点变成两点。
When you break it and pull it into a straight line, it becomes 2 points.
当你把这个架构变成你基本观念的时候,
when this thinking process becomes your basic structure in thought,
越来越明白圣经到底在讲什么了。
The more you will understand what the Bible is talking about.
这个源头的本体又是成为触动我们面向终极性最高目标的终点。
The source in itself is the reason why we are propelled forward to the very end.
它是始，它是终。
He is the beginning and also the end.
他是源头，他是目标。
He is the source and also the goal.
他是动力，他是终极的理想。
He is the power that propels us and also the idea at the end.
这个又是始又是终的生命是谁呢？
Who is this person whose life is the beginning and the end?
圣经上帝之所以称自己 I am Alpha, I am Omega 的原因呢？
This is the reason why God would declare himself as Alpha and Omega.
I am the beginning and I am the ending.
我是始终的，也是末了的。
I am the source of your life.
我是你生命的源头。
I am the goal of your idea.
也是你的理想的终极点。
从来没有宗教。
There are no other faith.
从来没有哲学。
There are no other philosophy.
从来没有一个文化思想家。
There are no culture or thinkers.
可能用犯罪的头脑明白这个事情。
Who is able to understand this with a reason that has seen?
我们在圣经里面看见原来是如此。
We can find it only from the Bible.
所以良善的上帝
，the God who is good，
就成为我们求善的动力
，becomes the reason why we seek after good。
那我们愿意求善
，but we are willing to seek after good。
我们愿意向善
，we are willing to be like good。
没有一种的动物有可能的一种目标。
Is something that no animal can do.
因为所有的动物都不是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
Because all other living beings are not made in the image of God.
我们只有这种向善的动机。
For us to have this motive towards good.
因为我们就愿意因为本来向上帝达到后来真正向到他的分量。
What we want to do is to be like him in the end.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
你看到这样宝贵的真理吗？
Can you see such precious truth?
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
我们盼望达到圣洁的地步。
So we want to be holy.
神是良善的。
God is good.
我们盼望追求最高的善的可能。
So we seek after the ultimate good.
那么这个目的的善
This ultimate good.
就是神成了我们与他合一的终极性的交通。
Is the end where we communicate with God as we become one with Him.
又是我们的源头。
It is also our source.
又是成为我们的动力。
And become the strength for us.
又成为我们终极的目标。
And the ultimate goal for us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以这个良善就是神的本身。
This goodness is God Himself.
我们按照上帝的形象样式造的。
Because we are made in His image.
所以我们就可能在这个事情上像我们的上帝。
In this matter then, we can be like God.
这是我们从第四个方面来思想什么叫做上帝的形象。
This is the tenth area about the image of God.
那么什么叫做至善呢？
What is ultimate good?
至善就是最高最高的善，不可能再有别的比这个更高的这个方向的目的。
The ultimate good is a state where there is nothing that can be better.
所以当一个人达到至善的时候
，When a person reaches ultimate good，
他就没有另外一个目的了。
There is no other goal.
他就已经到了最高最高的顶点了。
He has reached the apex.
但是今天很多人行善根本不是这样。
But today we do good works not like this way.
所以许多人一面行善，一面透过行善去达到不善的目的。
Many people do good works with a motive that is not good.
所以这样的事情呢，在200年以前就被法国的革命的思想家把它揭穿了。
In about 200 years ago, French revolutionary thinkers have already pointed this out.
为什么有一些人还要行善呢？
Why would some people do good?
因为他算来算去，他发现行善对他长期来说是更有益处的。
Because they have made the calculation and realized that doing good is good for them long term wise.
宁可为自己以后的好处，现在做一点善事，反正这种善事我也没有亏什么，但是以后赢的利更多了。
They will do some good work now for the future profit to come.
所以呢，百科全书派的法国哲学家就讲这样的话。
The French philosophers belonging to the encyclopedic school says,
凡是把善当作手段，而不是当作最后目的的，这个善的本身一定不是至善。
Those who treat goodness as a process and not the ultimate, the goodness cannot be the best.
许多人眼中的慈善大师
，and so many philanthropists,
不过是一个有眼大眼光的自私者而已。
Are just selfish people with foresight.
因为他知道我现在做一点好事，对我以后可以一本万利。
They know that all the investment I give to good works would bring profit later.
所以他行的善根本不是善。
Therefore, in this manner, the good they do is not really good.
我常常思想, 是不是呢, 法国人这样的想法是他们自己发明出来的?
I always ask myself whether the French invented this theory.
后来我发现不是的, 圣经早就隐藏这个意思了。
But later I realized that the Bible already had it.
圣经说上帝不是看外貌, 上帝是看内心。
The Bible tells us that God does not look at us exteriorly but into our heart.
如果你从心里所做的事情不是给上帝看, 是给人看的。
If the things you do are meant for people to see instead of God, that is not true good works.
所以上帝对这种人最大的讽刺是什么呢?
And the greatest sarcasm God has for these people
他们已经得了他们的赏赐,
is for God to say they already received their reward.
这种有其他动机所行的善, 根本没有办法从上帝得到另外的赏赐的。
It means that God will not reward these people who have ulterior motives.
这是很可怕的事情。
It is something quite horrifying.
你做好事盼望人明白, 就因为这样, 人一明白, 上帝就不再给你赏赐。
When you do good work, you want to be recognized. Once you are recognized, God will not reward you anymore.
你做一些善事, 盼望得到更大的酬报, 你得到酬报的时候, 就表示神已经不再给你任何的酬报了。
If you do some good work, you want to receive some return. Once you get it, God will not bother with you anymore.
所以一个真正愿意行善的人,
a person who truly want to do good works,
当他行了善, 没有人理解, 没有人明白, 没有人赏识, 更受害的时候,
when he do good work without any recognition and sometimes even receive harm,
他不会怪上帝的,
he will not blame God.
已经跟善连在一起, 他就满足了。
He is satisfied that he is linked with good.
所以对他来说, 这个善就变成一个果效, 而不是一个手段。
To him, good is the goal in itself, not the process.
就不因此呢, 就落在假的善的这种可怕的范围里面。
He will not fall into the horrifying trap of false good.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以这个至善的本身,
the ultimate good then,
就是当你与神结合,
happens when we are one with God.
在他的能力之下,
in his power,
你做了他所喜欢的事情,
you have done things that are pleasing to him.
没有得到果效,
maybe there is no
没有得到酬报,
no rewards.
你已经满足, 那叫做至善。
But you are really satisfied, and that is the ultimate good.
像我们看见基督把自己舍弃以后,
when we look at how Jesus Christ sacrificed himself,
他已经行了至善。
He has done the ultimate good.
虽然没有人了解他,
although no one understood him,
虽然上帝丢弃他,
although God forsake him,
都不会因为这样的缘故使自己不在善的事情上真正成全他要做的事情。
He still continued to do things that he need to do in good.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
从这些角度来看,
from this anger,
我们是不是善的?
The question is, are we good?
我们所做的一切不是不是出于真正的善的动机?
When we do good works, is it because of true good motives?
当我们行善而没有得到任何果效的时候, 我们是不是感觉到自己做错的事情呢?
When we do good works and do not see the result, do we feel that we have done the wrong thing?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
其实圣经里面只有一个地方真正告诉我们什么叫做良善。
In the Bible, there is only one place that tells us what goodness is.
那是就在这个米迦书里面告诉我们的。
In the book of Micah.
世人啊, 上帝已经指示你什么叫做善。O
man, God has already shown you what is good.
就是你要行公义。
And that is, you are to do just.
超怜悯。
To be compassionate.
存谦卑的心。
With humility.
与你的上帝同行。
Walk with your Lord.
我再讲这四件事情。
I want to tell you these four again.
你要行公义。
You want to do justice.
你要好怜悯。
To be compassionate.
你要存谦卑的心。
To be humble.
与你的上帝同行。
And walk with your Lord.
这样的一个人,
a person like this,
在这世界上,
in these four areas,
显出他是神所要求, 达到神眼中所定的这个标准的行善的人。
We will see that he is a person that reached the goals that God has set for him for good work.
今天我们要从圣经其他的方面再把这个事情讲得更清楚。
We want to clarify this further from other angles of the Bible.
谁是行善的人?
Who is this person who does good work?
谁是有良善的人?
Who is this good person?
一样，一个有良善的人，不是以自己为中心。 也不是以自私来行其他目的的人。
Firstly, a good person is not self-centered or would not do things based on self-interest.
当有利害关系的时候,
when there's issue relating to profit and loss,
不是先想自己。
He will not first think of himself.
灾难的时候,
when there are disasters,
不让别人遇到,
he will prevent, he will make other people safe from it.
这个人就是良善的人。
This person would then be good.
所以王明道的这个道德格言里面有这样两句话。
The Reverend Wang Mingdao has a declaration of morality.
当你见到益处的时候，你不是向前争。
He says that when you see good, you are not the person who go after it first.
当你遇到困难的时候，你不是向后退。
And when you recognize difficulties, you are not the first to retreat.
读了我深深就感动。
When I read this, I was deeply moved.
他怎么可能把这样简洁的两句话，把这个伟大的人性的良善的表现，把它写明出来呢？
And he was able to, in very concise manner, explain humanity.
许多时候我们一同行,
many, very often when we walk together, and we reach a
stage,利害关系的时候，你马上跑到前头，争先恐后，把你所有的同门、所有的你同志、所有的朋友都把它丢在后面。When
you see that there's good in front for you, you will often rush forward and you just abandon all your friends.
但是相反的,
But on the contrary,
当你一同行就看见困难的时候，你让别人去死，你先跑掉。
When you move together with your friends and there are difficulties, you allow them to go forward and then you run away first.
这种人绝对不是个良善的人。
A person like that cannot possibly be good.
所以你要交朋友,
When you look for friends,
你就要把这种人把他拒诸门外。
Make sure you reject this sort of people.
而最怕的你自己就是这种人。
The most frightening thing is that you are one of them.
你就不应当让别人跟你深做朋友，因为你没有资格做别人的朋友。
And you are not worthy to be friends to someone else.
所以有困难，你愿意向前去。
When there is difficulty, you are willing to move forward first.
有益处，你愿意退让给别人。
But when there is things to gain, you are willing to let other people take it first.
这样的人是伟大的人。
A person like that is a great person.
这样的人是很善良的。
A person like that is good.
你们听过一个故事。
You may have heard this story.
两个朋友一同走,
Two friends are walking together.
走到一半的时候,
Halfway,
一只熊来到了,
A bear appeared.
所以其中有一个人快快爬到树上, 让他的朋友在地下给穷吃。
And one friend quickly climbed up to the tree and abandoned his friend.
他一跳上去的时候,
When he went up to the tree,
他也不救他的朋友,
He did not want to help his friend.
自己躲在树里面,
He was hiding in a tree.
所以这个他的朋友在下面,
The friend was below.
来不及逃了,
He could not escape.
熊追来了,
The bear came.
这个人有一点智慧,
This person was a bit smart.
马上就躺在地上,
And he lied on the floor.
装作没有呼吸,
And played dead.
熊是不吃死的东西, 不像我们这些人这么笨。
Bear will not eat a corpse.
熊只吃活的东西,
They only eat living things.
所以这个人就那边不呼吸,
So he played dead and didn't breathe.
熊就,
And the bear came and sniffed at him.
看他没有呼吸的声音,
When he realized he's not breathing,
再看他,
Look at him,
好像已经死了,
As if dead.
所以再嗅嗅他的鼻子,
And breathed at his
嗅嗅他的耳朵,
nose,
嗅嗅他的耳朵,
And the ears,
在旁边好像有所声音一样的,
Seems as if he's talking to him.
看这个人好像死了,
And this person looks dead.
所以这个熊就走了,
And the bear left.
所以那个人就, 就留下来,
And the other friend quickly came down from the tree.
他说好在我没有死, 你也没有死,
Wow, thank goodness both of us are alive.
他对问那个人说,
And he asked the other person,
刚才你躺在那边, 为什么他不吃你哦?
You were lying on the floor. Why did the bear not devour you?
你不知道熊不吃死人吗?
He said, Do you not know that the bear will not eat the dead person? So I stayed stiff.
他一直看我没有呼吸, 以为我死了, 所以没有吃我。
And the bear thought that I was dead.
那么他在你耳朵旁边, 好像对你讲什么话?
And the first friend said, But the bear seems to be whispering to you.
到底他出什么声音呢?
What did he say?
这个人对他, 熊对我说, 像你这样坏的朋友, 不要再叫你了。
The friend said that the bear said to me that you are not worthy to be my friend.
不可以交那个自私的人。
You cannot have a friend who is selfish.
这个故事我想你们都听过, 至少今天听过了。
At least you heard this story today.
很有道理在里面。
But it contained great wisdom.
一个良善的人,
A good person,
不以自己为中心的,
is not self-centered.
不是见利向前, 见危险向后的人。
It's not a person who go forward to gain and then retreat in difficulties.
良善的人,
a good person,
不是利用别人的人,
is not one who make use of other people.
良善的人,
a good person,
不是把别人当作玩具的人,
will not treat others as if they are toys.
一个良善的人,
a good person,
可以跟你共患难, 也可以跟你共富贵。
We'll go through great difficulties together with you and share in the joy to come.
当困难来到的时候, 大家一同困难, 一同贫穷。
When difficulties come and poverty come, we will share in it.
当富贵来到了，他可以与你分享，可以一同享受富贵。
But when wealth and blessing come, he will share with you.
如果有人能同患难，不能同富贵，还有一种人能同富贵，不能同患难，你都不应当做他的朋友。
If a person is able to share in the blessings but not difficulty, or share in the difficulty and not the blessing, you should not be good friends with them.
这是人与人之间良善的关系的道理。
And these are teachings relating to human relationship.
第二样。
Secondly.
什么叫做良善的？
What is good?
一个良善的是爱好和平，不喜欢纷争，常常愿意宁愿自己吃亏，保守人与人之间关系的那种。
A person who is good is a person who loves peace and avoids conflicts.
这个世界有很多的人。
There are many people in this world.
至少有一部分的人。
At least part of them.
到处争吵，到处喧闹，到处制造纷争。
Will be quarrelsome everywhere they go, creating conflicts.
不能成为人与人之间的桥梁。
They cannot bridge gaps.
他只成为人与人之间的那个邪恶跟争吵的导火线。
They can only be the lightning rod that brings about great conflict.
所以到处与人相争。
Everywhere they go, they quarrel with others.
到处与人为小事计较到面红耳赤。
And they will fight over very trivial things.
这不是良善。
This is not good.
真正的良善一定产生和平。
True goodness must give forth to peace.
真正的良善一定表现温柔。
It must express gentleness.
真正的良善不会为不当真的事情而大争特争。
True goodness will not fight for things you ought not to.
当然，真正的良善也不会让那些不应当让的事情。
But of course, true goodness will also make sure that you stand up for the right things.
可能谦让的地步跟范围里面。
But within the area where you can give way,
我们就应当有容忍的精神。
We should be forbearing.
有接纳别人的精神。
To be accommodating.
有与人和平的态度。
And an attitude that makes peace.
我相信你在做人的经验中间
，In your experience in life，
你一定遇过有很多一天到晚跟人争、跟人吵、跟人骂，什么事情都叫叫喊喊的人。
I believe you must have met people who are quarrelsome, always fighting with people.
这是很讨厌的。
You are quite these people are disturbing.
为小小的事情争得不得了。
Always fighting over the most trivial things.
大的事他又不争。
But they won't fight over great things.
当争不争，当让不让，这是小人。
Things that they need to fight for, they don't. Things they need to give way, they would not.
有一次我在加加达教这个中国的哲学。
Once I was in Jakarta teaching Chinese philosophy.
好多不懂中国的侨生，不懂讲华语的中国人，这些华侨，他们都来上课了，有300多人上课。
300 over Chinese that cannot speak Chinese came for the class.
那我就提到了孔子的伦理学、孔子的政治学、孔子的社会学。孔子许多的知识以后，我就提到孔子里面的君子小人的理论。
And then I talk about all the philosophies of Confucius, and in the end about how a gentleman or a despicable person is different.
那我把这个论理中间孔子把君子跟小人分辨出来几十条的东西，就讲给他们听。
And I explain from the Analect what Confucius said about being a gentleman or being a despicable person.
300多个差不多都是基督徒。
All 300 almost are all Christians.
有其中的有一二十个是传道人。
About 20 of them are preachers.
后来考试的时候。
When we had an examination.
我一条题目是这样的。
One of my questions was.
我不知道你兴趣不兴趣。
I'm not sure whether you are interested.
请你老实告诉我，读完这些以后，你发现你自己是君子或者是小人。
Honestly, tell me, after you attend the course, did you discover yourself to be a gentleman or a despicable person?
后来什么答案我都不会先看，我先看他们怎么答这一条。
I was most interested in their answers.
大部分的人很诚实，我发现我不过是一个小人。
Most people say, I discovered that I am despicable.
所以我就把那些承认自己小人把它分出来。
And I segregate those who say that they are despicable.
几十个。就自己承认是小人的。
There are many, many people who say they are despicable.
再看看里面有多少传道人承认自己是小人。
And I went to find out how many of them are preachers.
后来我发现什么呢？
And I discovered.
有很多的传道人发现自己是小人。
Many preachers discover that their actions were despicable.
怪不得教会没有比社会更好啊。
No wonder that the church is not better than the society.
牧师的人格没有比外面的人更好。
Because the pastor did not have a higher character than the other people.
牧师传道纷争结党。
You will see that pastors and preachers are formed into gangs.
七大这个仗，这个有势力的那个有权柄的人，专门欺负那些比较弱的人。
Those with power and ability always bully those who are weaker.
这种仗势欺人。
This sort of bullying tactic.
向比较弱的人民摆作威作福的。
When you bully those who are weaker than you are,
这种教会的领袖处处都是,
we see such church leaders everywhere.
所以我们有什么权柄对人家说, 你们得悔改。
And so what authority do we have to declare to others that they must repent?
我们有什么资格对人说, 你要悔改。
How dare we tell people that they must repent?
求主可怜我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
一个良善的人,
a good person.
是一个常常有宽大的心怀容纳别人,
is a person that is accommodating with a generous spirit. A good person.
是一个用爱心愿意饶恕别人的人,
will forgive others in love.
一个良善的人,
a good person.
是有怜悯的丰盛去体恤别人软弱的人,
will have empathy over other people's weaknesses with abundance of compassion. This is very important.
第三样,
thirdly,
一个良善的人,
a good person.
是一个不以别人怎样待他,
is a person who will not take revenge based on how he was treated.
但人对你不好的时候,
when others mistreat you,
你就用同样的态度去对待那些对你不好的人,
if you use the same attitude to repay them,
那你就不是良善的人,
then you are not good.
因为他可以这样对待你, 因为他的灵性比你更低。
That person may have treated you badly because he's less spiritual than you are.
当人用比较 低的道德标准对待你的时候,
when a person uses a lower ethical standard to treat you,
你很不甘愿，为什么你可以用这种态度对待我？
You may be indignant that he should treat you in this manner.
你为什么这么低级做人？
How can you be so despicable?
这么卑鄙的道德对待我？
To use such methods on me.
你说你既然对我这样不好，我也这样对你，你就自己降低。
If you say, since you have done this to me, I will use the same method, then you are lowering yourself.
我们绝对不可以照着别人的原则来处理别人。
We should not use the methods of others to treat them.
你说如果这样我就很吃亏了。
Then you say, then I'm at a loss.
一个良善的人宁愿吃亏，不要降低自己灵性的标准。
A good person would really be willing to accept loss than to lower his standards.
人对我不好一点，这是他的人格。
They are not good to me because this is how they are like.
这是他的道德习惯。
And this is their ethics and habits.
这是他自己做的事，他要自己为自己做的负责任。
They must be responsible for what they have done.
但我绝对不要降低自己。
But I will not lower myself.
我有我的原则。
I have my principles.
我有我的人格。
I have my character.
我有我对圣经顺从的责任。
I have a responsibility to obey the word of God.
不愿意把自己降卑下来。
I am not willing to lower down myself.
亚伯兰的个性是这样的个性。
This was how Abraham was like.
当亚伯兰发现他的牧人跟罗德的牧人相争的时候,
when Abraham discovered that his laborers were fighting with that of Lord,
他不是趁机会整他的侄儿一顿。
He did not take the opportunity to punish his nephew.
他也不是用更大的势力把他 仆人就是罗德的仆人打败,
nor did he summon his people to defeat the Lord.
不是的,
no.
他把罗德叫来,
he summoned the Lord.
他不先处理仆人与仆人争吵的事情,
he did not try to solve the conflict among the laborers.
因为那是下一级的事情,
that these are people lower than him in status.
大人物不随便处理小事情,
and so the burden of his status should not go down.
他清楚知道这是罗德用他丧失的权柄唆使他的仆人跟我亚伯兰的仆人征战。
He knew that Lot was the person behind the conflict.
但是他把罗德叫来的时候,
but when he summoned the Lord,
他对他的下一辈, 对他的侄儿说, 你我不可相争, 你的仆人跟我的仆人也不可相争。
Towards his nephew, who is lower status than he was, he said, we should not have conflict between ourselves. He had great character. It is easy to be idealistic. We should not fight. Our family should be one. But the sentence that is to come is greater.
如果我们很难喝得来，那你选择吧。 你要什么地方，你就选那个地方，我就退到你不要的地方，让我吧。
Abraham said that to resolve the conflict, you can pick the choice land and I will go to the place you do not want.
长辈对晚辈可以容忍到这个地步吗？
He was the elder and he was so accommodating to the younger one.
对自己养大的人，你可以这样顺服，这样容忍，这样让步到这个地步吗？
Can you be so accommodating to someone that you have brought up?
但是亚伯拉罕做到了。
But Abraham did this.
你选东，我就向西。
If you pick the east, I will move to the west.
你要平原，我就上山。
If you want the plains, I will take the hills.
这年轻人呢，一点不客气。
This young person was not ashamed.
因为他会说不好意思啊，那长辈啊，就让你先选嘛。我后来我让我后面选吧。
You think that he would say to his elder that no, you take the choice first.
一个没有灵性的人是什么做错都很好意思的。
A person who is unspiritual is often not ashamed of the things he do.
最近我在想啊，中国有两个万里长城。
Recently, I was thinking in China, there's two great walls.
一个在大陆，一个在台湾某一个人面皮上面。
One is in China, and another one is on the face of someone in Taiwan.
厚到不知羞耻。
It is so thick that it is shameless.
一两百万人反对他。
Although 2 million people is against him,
他还要骂他们一顿。
He still goes scold them.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为有一些的良心就麻木到这个地步。
Because sometimes the conscience is so dysfunctional.
所以罗德听亚伯兰长辈对他讲这么伟大的话，他不但不受感动，他心里想：老头儿，去退休吧。
When Lot heard what Abraham said, not only was he not thankful, he must have thought that this old man should retire.
本来你的时代已经过去了。
Because your time has passed.
那我现在占有最好的地。
Now I will pick the choice land.
这是我的时代。
This is my time.
这是我的权柄。
This is my authority.
要不然就真的让他。
And indeed, Abraham let him.
一言为定。
And they both agreed.
罗德就抢了最好最肥沃的平原。
And Lot took the best land.
亚伯拉罕就推到山上去做一个老而等死的人。
And Abraham retreated to the hills to wait for his death.
今天你对你的长辈是这样吗？
Is this the way you treat your elderly?
那是很不善的。
That is not good.
什么叫不善呢？
What does not good mean?
就是恶的事情。
It means it's evil.
什么叫做恶呢？
What is evil?
就是不善的事情。
It means it's not good.
是善就是不恶，恶就是不善。
Good means it's not evil. Evil means it's not good.
我们只有做一个良善的人。
How do we become good?
不要跟那些下流的人争他所要争的东西。
Do not quarrel and fight with those who are despicable.
上帝为你预备的是他没办法夺取的。
The things that God has prepared for you cannot be taken away by him.
用血气争到的东西也是他自己没办法保留的。
And the things that he can gain cannot be preserved.
罗德选了一个被上帝要烧掉的索多玛俄摩拉。
And Lot found a place, Sodom and Gomorrah, that God would destroy.
上帝为亚伯兰保守的就是应许之地直到永远。
And God preserved for Abraham the promised land till all eternity.
这叫做良善。
Is this good?
良善是什么呢？
What is good?
良善是一个不自私的。
Goodness is a person who is not selfish. What is good?
爱要和平，也容忍许多对你不起的人。
A good person is a person who is peaceful and forgiving to others.
良善是什么呢？
What is good?
良善绝对不比那些比你更低的人用同样的办法来对待他们。
A good person does not use methods of those who are more despicable than he is.
良善是什么呢？
What then is good?
良善就充满怜悯，温柔帮助需要的人。
A good person is a person of compassion and will help those who need help.
良善是什么呢？
What is good?
良善最后一点。
The last point.
就是那些做了应当做的事没有果效的时候，不怨天尤人，也不太极行事，这个等候收成的日子的人。
A good person is a person who do things that he ought to do, although he cannot see the result.
这是我们从保罗所听到的。
We hear this from the Apostle Paul.
保罗说：“你若灵行善，就不可灰心。”
The Apostle Paul says, "Do not be discouraged in good works."
到了时候，到达的时候，必定就有收成了。
Because when the time is up, surely you will reap the rewards.
今天的许多人不是如此。
This is not the case for many of us.
我们种一点点，盼望收一百倍。
When we do something small, we want great rewards.
我们做一点点的好事，就盼望上帝倾下大恩给我们。
We do a little bit of good thing, and we want great blessings from God.
这种行善不是行善，是行恶。
This is not good works, but evil works.
所以我从前看过一个小故事。
In the past, I saw illustration.
大财主要进天堂的时候
，When a rich man entered the kingdom of God，
天使说：“找生命册里面没有你的名字。”
The angel said, "Your name is not in the book of life."
他就用作为作父的老板的人，请再查，不要先随便说。
And the rich man said, "You go and check again. Don't say anything you want."
从头查查到半死，没有他的名字。
And the angel searched and searched and couldn't find his name.
他说：“你戴眼镜查。”
They wear your glasses and find.
这样不谨慎的人。
You are not cautious enough.
天使呢，怎么查也查不出来。
But the angel could not find his name.
对不起，生命册里面没有你名字，就是没名字。
And said, "Sorry, your name is just not there in the book of
life." 他们怎么可能
？The rich man said, "Not possible."
你都没有做什么好事吗？
The angel said, "You're not done anything good."
很多就他说有，我至少曾经一次用$2帮助一个乞丐。
The rich man said, "I at least help a beggar once with $2."
那么查一下，做过这个事情没有呢
？Can you go and check it out?
是他做过这个事情。
The angel said, "Yes, he did."
那么要怎么办呢
？Then what to do?
天使说，但是没有他名字啊。
The angel said, "But your name is not here."
只在背本书说他曾经做过一次这样的事情。
It is recorded that he has done this good deed.
后来他就问天使长。
And so he asked the archangel.
你说他不好吗？他做一件善事，$2帮助穷人。
He has done at least one good deed, helping a poor with $2.
你说他这个很好吗？他除了这件事，从来没有做过什么事。
But that was the only good deed he did.
先知长说什么呢
？The archangel said.
好了，拿$2给他。
Then give him $2.
叫他坐 bus 到地狱去穷。免得走路走得半死。
Ask you to take a bus to hell.
所以很多的善事哈。
So many good works.
你说真的的就是这样罢了。
This is all his work.
但是有多少人一本万利啊
？Many people want great return.
行一点点善事。
By doing a little bit of good things.
盼望就可以得到最大的恩典。
We want the greatest blessings.
这不是善。
This is not good.
这是用小钱钓大名。
This is like a small investment to get great rewards.
用小投资盼望大收成。
We want great return by doing a little bit of things.
不但不是行善的记号，更是贪心的记号。
It is indeed the mark of greed.
上帝是轻慢不得的。
God is not to be taken lightly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们真是按照上帝的形象样式造的
，If indeed we have been made in the image and likeness of God,
上帝是良善的。
God is good.
那请问你今天的道德本性像谁
？The question I have for you is today, what are you like?
你是不是叫上帝的要求
？Are you doing things based on God's demand?
耶和华已经指示你何为善。
The Lord has already shown you what is good.
就是你要行公义，好怜悯。
That you are to do justice and love compassion.
谦卑的心与你的上帝同行。
And humbly walk with your God.
你是不是杜绝自私的心态？
Are you a person that rejects selfishness?
你是不是做一个真正怜悯人、与人和平的人
？Are you a person that truly have compassion and make peace with men?
你是不是跟着容纳别人，不照着小人的办法来对待别人
？Are you a person that is accommodating and would not use methods of the despicable person?
你是不是行善的时候不是急于求利，而是等候神公义的审判？
When you do good works, is it because you do not want a profit, but you are waiting upon the Lord?
人不理睬你。
When people do not care about you,
当人不尊重你。
When people do not even honor you,
你不以为你行了善，你是吃亏。
You still will not consider your good works as a loss.
你只要跟善连在一起，你就满足的话，那个善就不是手段，就变成一个目标了。
If you are satisfied just being one with goodness, then that good would be your goal.
那你就在这件事情上得到满足了。
And you will be satisfied in this matter.
我已经在善的中间结合我自己跟他的关系了。
Because I am now one with good.
只要我能跟善连在一起。
For me to be joined with good.
虽然没有因为我做了一些善事得到任何的酬报。
Although no one would reward me for my good works.
我的心得到满足了。
I am satisfied in my heart.
这样的人。
A person like this.
就是与神同行的人。
Is indeed a person who walks with God.
上帝就是良善的本体。
Because God is good.
愿主赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
给我们在这些事情上。
That in these matters.
很像我们的上帝。
We want to be like our God.
最后。
In the end,
主耶稣说
，Jesus Christ said,
你要把你的善行行在人的面前。
You are to do good works before men,
使他们把荣耀归给你们在天上。
That they may give glory to your Father in heaven.
当人看见你真心行善的时候
，When people see that you indeed do good works,
他们说世界还有这样的好人，愿荣耀归给上帝。
They will say there are still good people in the world. May God be glorified.
知道你是以基督的身份行善的,
and when they know that you are a Christian,
他们就更甘心乐意把荣耀归给你所信的上帝。
And they will be more willing to glorify the God that you have believed.
你说我们像上帝吗?
Are we then like God?
我们真的有上帝的形象吗?
Do we have His image?
愿主今天晚上感动我们。
May the Lord inspire us this evening.
充满我们,
to fill us.
使用我们,
to use us.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.